I'm Adam Benjamin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. The mythical eastern isle of immortals, Penglai, has found its home among the Asian artifacts of the David Owsley Museum of Art. You might think so anyway, after contemplating the undulating, glossy form of the Scholar's Rock. Known to Chinese tradition as Gongxi, these stones are thought to resemble legendary mountain ranges, ancient trees, or even graceful dancers. Valued for their sensually textured surfaces, gaping hollows, converging planes, and top-heavy asymmetry, Gongxi occur naturally after eons of being sculpted by the Earth's powerful hand. Traditionally, the stones served as abstract forms that, after dedicated observation by the educated elite, evoked sensations of the sublime. Scholars' Rock's smooth, marbled surface appears moist and rippling, eliciting sensations of the swirling waters that meticulously carved it. The stone takes on a different identity from every possible angle of viewing, carefully balanced on a handcrafted dark wooden stand that mirrors the form's complex composition. The stone appears to defy gravity. Scholar's Rock serves as a testament to the transcendent and grandiose qualities of nature.
We'd like to thank Ball State student James Schwab for his research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.